Diplomatic roadblocks are forcing the United States to reassess its approach to Syria.
There are going to be some immediate steps that we have to take to help the humanitarian situation there. There will be some intermediate steps that we can take to apply more pressure to the Assad regime, and we're going to be continuing to work with all the parties concerned to try to move forward on a diplomatic solution.
President Obama spoke after UN mediator Lakhdar Brahimi said days of negotiations between the Syrian government and a rebel coalition deadlocked over a transitional authority to rule Syria in a post-Assad era.
And so I think it is better that every side goes back and reflect and take their responsibility. Do they want this process to take place or not?
Government and rebel representatives traded accusations over the impasse. Meanwhile, bloodletting in Syria continues. U.S. lawmakers are taking note of the carnage. Senator John McCain is demanding a stronger U.S. response.
Where is President Obama, who has said he refuses to accept that brutal tyrants can slaughter their people with impunity, while the most powerful nation in the history of the world looks on and stands by?
McCain has long advocated establishing a no-fly zone over Syria and arming rebel groups not linked to al-Qaeda.
It is true that our options to help in the conflict in Syria were never good, and they certainly are worse and fewer now. But no one should believe that we are without options even now.
White House spokesman Jay Carney responded to the senator's comments.
And I'm not sure what exactly he's advocating, if he's advocating a U.S. invasion of Syria. I don't know.
The administration has ruled out U.S. boots on the ground. Carney said diplomacy remains the best hope for peace in Syria, but the Obama administration will hold the Assad government responsible for what he termed, quote, the brutality it has inflicted on the Syrian people. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.